Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Haas Show. I'm waiting for Isaiah to come by. In the meantime, I'll play a single, from him. I'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner, y'all. Shorty is a winner. Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner, y'all.
You can try your luck with her. She's undefeated when it comes to this thing called love. Check the cards you've been dealt. Swear that she's cheated when it's all said and done. She's no amateur. She keeps one or two tricks up her sleeve. Running game won't work on her, though. Cause ain't a player in this game that is in the league. Cause she's a winner. The girl ain't no beginner, no.
Shorty is a winner, dog. Shorty is a winner. Shorty is a winner.
Isaiah.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, man?
Great. I can't complain.
All right, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you having you on the show, man. First of all, welcome, man. And for those who aren't familiar with who you are, man, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners, man?
What's going on, everybody? This your boy Isaiah, the Prince of Soul, a.k.a. Ike Brenda, the Handsome Hustler. How y'all feeling? What's going on?
All right. Of course, it's the Prince of Soul, right? Are there? Hello? What happened? Isaiah? I think he lost connection. Isaiah?
Yeah, sorry about that. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, so the Prince of Soul, huh?
Yeah, Prince of Soul, yep.
Who gave you that title, man?
Actually, I got that nickname back in high school.
Everybody
used to pull up to school, you know, playing hip-hop, Jay-Z, the DMX and whatnot, and I was pulling up playing Sam Cooke and Donny Hathaway and cats like that, you know? So I just got the nickname the Prince of Soul.
Okay. Such a big title to hold on to, man. Soul music, man. Such a, you know, a legacy, man. And
absolutely.
So, man, you got to own up to that title, man. It's a big title right there, brother. How's that? You still there? Hello. Wow. I get disconnected for some reason. Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen, on the show. Unfortunately, he's having some technical problems as he's in and out. Fortunately, he's going again. Isaiah?
Hello?
Yeah, man. You playing phone tag with me, man?
Not at all. I wouldn't do that to you. I don't know what's going on, but
Don't tell me you got Sprint, man. For the Sprint you got, man.
T-Mobile.
Even worse, man. Isaiah, man. Of course, Isaiah is one of my one of my favorite cousins, man. We hang out all the time. We chill all the time. Isaiah, man. Of course, who were some of your musical influences?
Well, first and foremost, it's only right that I big up the king of soul, the king of pop, the king of everything, Michael Jackson, rest in peace. Also, Sam Cooke, Bill Withers, Donny Hathaway, Bobby Womack, D'Angelo, Raphael Sadiq, Maxwell, R. Kelly. You know, the list goes on and on.
Okay. You're what, 24 years old, right?
23,
okay. Now, of course, this year we witnessed history, of course, with Barack Obama being the first black president. Did you ever expect to live to see something like that happen?
Quite honestly, no, I really didn't. But it was a great moment for the country. I think it was a great moment for the world. And I was definitely proud to be an American, proud to be an African-American. And I'm proud of my country. So, beautiful moment.
Right. Now, You're stepping into the music industry, of course, which is to me, it's such a crazy industry right now. I've seen it change so many times. But what do you think about it from your aspect?
I definitely think it's volatile. I definitely think it's a million times harder than what it was 5-10 years ago. But at the same time, I think it's a great opportunity for somebody, an artist like me, to come in and introduce something new, something fresh, just take advantage of the opportunity. I'm very optimistic, so I like to take the best out of a worst situation, you know? So I think it's a good time for an artist like me to come on board and introduce all the listeners to something something different. Something
right.
new.
Your single, She's a Winner, which I want to play in a second. But before I do that, I want to talk about that. Who wrote and produced this single?
I wrote She's a Winner. It was produced by Crown Jewels, Side of Crown Jewels.
Now it's not. Now is this relating to a specific person or just this in general?
She's a Winner is an anthem for every woman, every girl. It's a very empowering record. I like to build the ladies up. I like to build the young ladies up. I want them to aspire to be like the Michelle Obamas, to aspire to be like the Martha Stewarts, the Oprahs. And I think every girl and every woman has the potential to be that. So She's a Winner. She's a Winner is their theme song. I want them to have something to be proud of, something to be proud about. So that's what She's a Winner is to me.
Do you have time for me to play this single and we come back and talk?
Absolutely.
All right, would you go ahead and introduce this for me and hold tight for me while, until the single is done, all right?
Okay, no problem. Do you want me to introduce it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, this is the 2009, 2010 and beyond anthem for all my ladies out there, all my beautiful, strong ladies. She's a winner. Let's go.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner. Shorty is a winner. Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner.
You can try your luck with her. She's undefeated when it comes to this thing called love. Check the cards you've been dealt. Cause I swear that she's cheated when it's all said and done. She's running game won't work on her, no. Cause ain't a player in this game that is in the league. Cause she's a winner. The girl ain't no beginner, no.
The girl ain't no beginner.
And if you try to lay the eyes on her, cause she's a winner.
She's a winner.
The girl ain't no beginner, no.
She's
a dime for real. So I put that number 10 on the back of a jersey. And when I'm in the clutch, I know she gon' take the shot. She never bumped a fake and that's why I gave her the rock. And I ain't never been a gambler, but I'm so glad that I took a chance on her.
Shout out to Isaiah for that track entitled She's a Winner. I don't know what happened to him again. I'm ready to cut him now. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into some more music. Hopefully I'll get him back on the line. I don't know what happened to him. Go ahead and jump into some more music, and I'll be right back.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner, yo.
You can try your luck with her. She's undefeated when it comes to this thing called love.
Hello?
All right, Isaiah. You're on the air, man.
Yeah. What's the deal? That was my new single, She's a Winner.
That's right, man. You keep going in and out on my line, man. You gonna make me hurt you, brother.
Oh man, I don't want no problems. Peace, love, and hair grease.
What makes your music different from what we're already hearing right now, man?
What makes my music different, first and foremost, like I said before, my music is about empowering people, specifically women. But it's very empowering. I try not to be too degrading. You know, I really want to be talking about something poignant. I want to be talking about something important, something, you know, that's going to give people a positive outlook. And I want people to have fun. You know, I want people just to enjoy life, and those are the type of subjects that I like to touch on, you know?
Right.
I think that kind of sets me apart. In addition to me being a musician, me playing guitar, piano, I like my tracks, my music to actually be, you know, musical and have a lot of movement and what have you. So I definitely think that's something that's going to set me apart from a lot of cats that are out right now.
Right, I know I love you. I like your music, man. And I would love to work with you one day in the studio, man. Actually, in the studio, I don't want no tracks in here, sent there. Actually, in the studio, live chemistry. I would love to work with you, you know, and then hopefully in the near future, man.
Absolutely. Let's try to, you know, set that up in the near future. You know, vibe out. Definitely.
No problem. I will, man. I will very, very. Now, are you working on an album or?
Well, the Street Soul mixtape, my debut mixtape, just dropped actually today. So,
okay.
I want to encourage everybody to support that. It'll be on thatpiff.com within the next day or two. So be on the lookout for that. It's in the streets of Philadelphia right now, real heavy. So definitely be on the lookout for the Street Soul mixtape.
Now, you're a G from Philly, right?
Yep. City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, the home of such as Patti LaBelle and...
Sound of Philadelphia. Shout out to Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, you know, for helping create soul music.
That's right, and so many people, Bill Cosby, Will Smith, and...
Kobe Bryant, you know, which actually went to the same high school. We graduated from the same high school, Lower Merion High School.
Okay,
so, you know.
Okay. And of course, I was there. I think
Teddy.
Who now?
I said it's a great city.
Yeah. I think Teddy Pendergrass is over there in
Philly.
Teddy P. Yeah.
Yep. They all came out underneath that Sound of Philadelphia, Philly International Records camp.
That's right.
Yeah. Patti LaBelle, Teddy Pendergrass, the OJs. You know. Phyllis Hyman. You know, Three Degrees.
Right.
Yep.
Bye, man. So it's a job. You got some tough shoes to fill, man. But, you know, from what I'm hearing,
man. Hard work and dedication, you know.
That's right, man. But I believe you can make it happen, man. You know, just keep, you know.
No problem, man.
I'm not asking you to play Psychic here, but what do you plan to be doing 5 years from today?
5 years from the same thing I'm doing today, making great music, making history, working hard. You know, giving love and receiving love,
right.
You know, just living my life, man. You know, just doing me. I don't plan on changing no course. So.
Right. Okay. So Isaiah, man. I know the mixtape was you just announced that's out right now. And
yep.
Well, what else you got coming up?
Well, first and foremost, I want to definitely plug my debut album that was released in 2007. The Legacy of I. Make sure y'all pick that up. That's on cdbaby.com/cd/Isaiah Music. So make sure you check that out, The Legacy of I. I'm still doing a lot of songwriting, a lot of recording, working on my album. So, you know, I'm just staying busy, staying in the studio, tearing down shows every weekend, staying busy, just grinding. Operation
right.
Push. Y'all know the name of the movement.
great guy, man. I feel like I've known you all my life, man.
Appreciate that.
No problem, man. Again, once again, man, I would love the day to work with you, man. And hopefully, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen pretty soon, man.
I will.
You know, I'm all over the place right now, man. We're trying to work with everybody, man. Trying to get that done, man. You know the issue with that, man. Of course, we're trying to get music done, man. You want to put out the right thing, you know. I said, man, I'm not going to keep you long, man, but I appreciate you coming on the show, man. And once again, man.
I appreciate
stay
you
in
having
touch,
me.
Man. No, man, listen to me. Stay in touch, man. I mean that. This is not an intrusion. I'll stay in touch, man, and come by my show anytime, man. That's totally right. Call me, whatever, man. Call me 4 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock
sure,
in the
sure.
morning. I don't care, man.
I'm going to hold you to that, and I'm a vicious prankster, too. So be careful how you tell me to call you early in the morning, because I'm a vicious prankster.
No, man, I'm really serious, man. Don't care, man. You need me, call me, man. I'm there, man.
Yeah, dope.
Go come to any cookhouse, man. You want to come by, man. I got to put a nice big mansion in West Orange, man. So come on through, man.
Okay.
I see you get your workout on, man. So I got a big gym up there, man. So, you know.
Okay.
Come
okay.
up there, man. Check me out, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean that, man. This is not industry talk either. I don't know if people say it, you know, but
yeah.
I really mean it. Any shouts, man, you want to give out, man? You want to shout anybody out, man?
First and foremost, I want to, you know, shout out my little sister, Jesus Christ. My mother, you know, best mom in the world. My brother and father, who aren't here with me physically, but with me every day spiritually. The best
okay.
management team in the world, Joe Brett and Diz Dill. You know, A-List Management, Dreams of Reality. And just everybody and anybody who ever believed in me, man. Even if it was only for a moment, I want to shout you out, big homie. I want to thank
you
for
man.
Having me. Much love and respect. Much love and respect to all your listeners. This is a great guy right here, so make sure y'all continue to support him, all
right? That's right, man. Appreciate you, man. Much love to you, man. Love you like family, man. Tell us again, man. Come back by the show, man. And stay in touch, man. Look
God
forward to you. All right, man. Look forward to working with you, man, all right?
Likewise. God bless, man.
You too, man.
All right, peace.
Shorty is a winner.
Shorty is a winner.
Try your luck with her. She's undefeated when it comes to this thing you call love. Check the cards you've been dealt. Cause I swear that she's cheated when it's all said and done. She's no amateur. She keeps one or two tricks up her sleeve. Running game won't work on her.
Isaiah for coming on the show, and I'm going to jump to the last track with from Jaheim entitled Just In Case. Peace.
All I